3 years on from the devastating earthquake in Haiti that left over 1.5 million people homeless, how is the reconstruction effort faring? And have poor people's lives been changed for the better? It's the question many are asking on this anniversary. But according to Father François Kawas, a Jesuit priest in Haiti, there is very little positive news coming from this poverty-stricken nation. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
The situation in Haiti, 3 years after the earthquake, goes on very difficult. People are facing a lot of social and economical problems. The long-term reconstruction has not begun. So there are a lot of disillusion among the population in Haiti. We have a lot of people who are still living in the tents.
How many, Father? How many?
We have more than 300,000 people now. But there were 1.5 million before. So there is some progress. But the emergency work is still useful because the Hurricane Sandy has killed a lot of people and has destroyed a lot of agricultural products in the country. So there is a problem, real problem of the access to food in Haiti now, in a large part of the population. So we cannot say that the international solidarity has helped Haiti in the long-term reconstruction of the country. But it was very useful in the emergency work.
How does the future look now for the poor people of Haiti?
I cannot say that in Haiti the poor people have a lot of hope because their situation have not changed very much. And I spoke about disillusion. The situation is still difficult for most of them, most of the people. So I cannot say that they have a great hope in the future. And they are not agree with the action of the government, the Haitian government. And there are a lot of criticism against some NGOs and some international help, public help.
What are these criticisms? Can you tell us?
Yes, for example, they say that there are a lot of money that people have sent to Haiti and they don't see the result in their daily life. The results are not visible for many, many, many people. So there is disillusion about the hope that they had at the beginning after the earthquake. But after 3 years, there are not many chances. They doubt about the efficiency of the international cooperation.
So there is fears about corruption, that the money is ending up in the wrong pockets.
Yes, it's a problem of corruption too in the government. And the people critics very much this corruption, the government. So we think that it's very important for the civil society in those countries to make pressure on the government to help the government to control the money that's sent in Haiti.